For 50 years, Mike Raley has been the voice you trust, the friend you welcome in every Saturday morning.
This is Henry Hinton from Interbanks Media in Eastern North Carolina. I represent the state of North Carolina on the National Association of Broadcasters Board of Directors. I just wanted to pop in and say congratulations to my buddy Mike Raley on 50 years of excellence in radio. Mike, you are the best, and we love hearing you on WPTF and the North Carolina Network. I was honored to be there for your induction into the North Carolina Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and you truly deserve it. Congratulations, my friend. Keep on keeping on. Our industry needs more Mike Raley's. Proud of you, buddy.
Some people grow gardens. Some people grow legacies. For 50 years, Mike Raley has done both.
Hey, this is Mike Wheelis from 94.7 QDR. I've had the honor of spending many days in the studio with Mike Raley. We have shared many laughs over the years, from live broadcast at Disney World to racing at the Richard Petty driving experience in Orlando. Raley, in fact, was so excited he even took a race car tire home with him one day after we left Orlando and picked it up from the baggage claim at RDU. We drove to Charlotte Motor Speedway in a top-heavy van that we thought we were going to die in. We've done the morning show from Nashville for the CMA broadcast. And by the way, in case he hasn't told you, Raley has a deviated septum and snores very loudly, which I'm sure has bothered his wife for many years. All kidding aside, Mike Raley is one of the hardest working people I've ever known. He is dedicated, he is loyal, and he will do whatever it takes to get the job done. Raley, it's been an honor working with you. Congratulations on 50 years at WPTF. Love you, buddy.
This is the Weekend Gardener on WPTF.
Oh my gosh.
He's speechless. Yeah. He's totally speechless.
Let me sniff my deviated septum acting up. Wheelis, you snore too. We've been stuck in the same room a few times. Raley, would you shut up? And I have pillows over my head and everything. Well, Melissa just got used to it. By the way, Melissa and my 50th wedding anniversary is coming up in June, so she's had to endure the snoring for 50 years. Oh well.
What a nice perfect way to start the show.
It's a wonderful. Oh, I mean, I'm just overwhelmed. And Henry Hinton, wow.
The hen.
The hen.
Well, they pulled one on you at the station there, your boss over there.
I was wondering, Josh, I was wondering what you were doing here this morning. are we that bad? Are we just that much out of control that the vice president for news and programming had come here?
Well, the way Raley worries about things, he's probably thinking you're here to test him, see if you want to fire him.
We may have years. A few more surprises for him.
Well, Wheelis, during the induction ceremony of the Hall of Fame, was there for some reason. He was invited to come. I didn't invite him. But, I didn't break down, but I got to a point in my speech, and I just, you know, I just had to stop, and you know, my voice was I mean, you were there, Rufus. And Wheelis yells out, "Come on, Raley." Right in the middle of this dignified big, so it's just, it's,
no.
Yeah. Well. This is very nice, Josh. Y'all are too kind. I'm just a working stiff. That's all I've just tried to survive. That's all I've tried to do. And it's a hard thing to do in this business.
Yeah.
Survive.
Yeah. Make it look easy.
It's easy being a lawyer. Once you get past the bar exam.
Especially one in Boone, Rufus. It's really easy to work there.
Well, I told you about
easy
that.
Being a politician.
I told you one time I was in this parade. This woman came up and said, "What are you running for this time?" I said, "Well, Attorney General." She said, "You still a lawyer?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I ain't going to vote for no darn lawyer." I said, "Don't worry about me. I ain't much lawyer."
That was not your best parade, though, Rufus. Rufus and a pig. Pig in a cage.
Oh, my God.
That was the only thing at the parade.
In Weldon, I was in a car, and there was a pig on a big transfer truck in a small cage in this parade. And I looked at the person that invited me. I said, "Where is everybody?" He said, "This is it."
I think Frank Timberlake had something to do with that, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
I think his wedding anniversary,
Yes.
Was yesterday or something.
Oh, so Frank. Good old Frank.
Oh, Frank. Yeah. A lot of characters.
Yeah.
There are a lot of characters in this world, and we seem to define them, Josh, in this business. I'm sure that you, being the governor's press secretary, encountered even more characters.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there.
People wanting things and whatever. Oh, wow.
You're talking about a deviated septum. Well, Senator Irvin had a triple deviated septum. And we were in Pittsburgh one night in that old hotel, and ended up being only one bed. I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be sleeping with God. And about 11 o'clock, he rolled over and hit me. I jumped out of the bed, and he was snoring like a freight train with that triple deviated septum. And I went into that little tiny bathroom and got in the bathtub and slept the rest of the night.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
How do you have a triple deviated septum?
Oh, he had one, boy.
Well, look at my nose. I went to an ear, nose, and throat guy one time, and he asked me if my nose was broken. How many times did you break your nose, boy?
Oh, my Lord.
I said, well, I did box, but I never broke my nose.
It reminds me of the story of the old boxer who said, doctor, I broke my nose in three places. He said, how'd you do that? I said, well, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Los Angeles.
Yeah. We keep segueing to different things. It all goes back to Wheelis. It all originates with Wheelis. So, yeah, how about that? Chris Hooks, good morning to you, sir. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Is there something going on today?
I don't know. We're just hanging out. But I was a little worried when I saw Josh around the corner and saw Josh.
Well, I'll add to this. So back in, 2007, I was a board op for the Bill LeMay show and all this other stuff and did some little things here and there. And my interactions with you were always great. You were nice to me. And I came and did some traffic. So I saw you in the morning quite a bit. And, again, always nice to me. Fast forward about 7 years later, I come back. First time I saw you, you talked to me as if you had just seen me the other day. And I think you talked about, as I was coming in, you talked about, just working, whatever. I think why you're successful is because of the type of person you are. You never met a stranger. You bust your butt. You do your job. And you're pretty good at what you do. Yeah. But you're just nice. You're just a good person.
Good way to come around to that.
It took me a long, long time to realize that I had any talent whatsoever, but you have to remember that the people I was up against, literally, just trying. That was another part of survival around people who had been legends for years. So,
I'll say this: around the time that I had come back, I was trying to get on the air to do play by play or whatever, and I guess if there was a crutch of mine. Being from Mebane, North Carolina, you're 5, and, you sound a little country.
That's okay.
But that it is.
Yeah.
But I just remember the way you used to say, the way you say WPTF, that was something that I would practice to help me not sound country.
It's funny. I never worked for the program director who originated all of that stuff, but he Mr. Pointer would, Graham Pointer was program director for 30 years and retired in 72 when Carl Venters took over. And he was a stickler about enunciating.
Hmm.
And it carried over because everybody on the staff,
yep.
It was Raleigh. You hear people on the Andy Griffith show, people coming into town and the traveling salesman, he says, I heard a good one in Raleigh. Raleigh and Cary. That is very specific.
Absolutely.
I don't say Raleigh, but I guess I used to, because my first experience on the air here was doing station ID, live station ID, during the Metropolitan Opera on Saturday afternoon. That was the first time I was ever on the air, and WPTF in Raleigh. But it is a W.
It's
not... It's not W.
Yes, not W.
I can say W, too. But It's
congratulations.
Transformative. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, my friend. And you're a darn good salesman, too. And that's even harder work than what I do.
Some of this
comes naturally.
Weekend gardener helps.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I will say I did that when I worked in traffic, and I can totally – I respect everyone that has to get up and do it. It's, you know, it's a different world.
Yeah. And be alert.
It's just not a normal. Mm-mm. It's not a normal time.
Well, who said radio is normal?
Well,
I don't think you can be normal. If you were normal, you would not be able to cope with. If you were normal, you wouldn't be able to be a physician and cope with what they have to see, or a nurse.
Yes, you have to be weird to get in this industry.
Yeah, I'm not saying doctors and nurses are weird. They just can't be.
Speaking from a veteran of that,
well, Jeff, you fit the bill.
That's right,
Jeff. Yeah, Jeff. Yes,
Mike showed up one time. One of the first remotes I ever did here, I set up. He showed up with. He knows I'm a Rush fan. Of the rock band, and showed up with a Moving Pictures t-shirt, double extra large, that he got from the State Fairgrounds. Now, that is my favorite album from my favorite band, and only Mike would do that. Well, he knew me well enough. And he was playing Rush back in the day, I believe, when that album came out.
So, yeah. You mean I wasn't yelling at you or something because I'm working?
We've always had a very even tempered relationship. I think.
I think so.
We just want things right.
Yes, I want things right. Mm-hmm. I'm a perfectionist, although I don't have the brains for things to always be perfect. I can't control that enough, and that's very frustrating for a Virgo. It's not being control or not to be perfect. Mm. So that's what you have to deal with.
And when I set these up, I try to do that to the best of your ability because I can tell when you get a little agitated.
That was a big gulp there.
Yes, it was.
The only time I get agitated is when things don't work.
That's right. And occasionally
otherwise, I can deal with it. All right, we are going to talk about gardening because Amanda Wilkins Bratcher.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
Bratcher's at the end there.
Yeah, Wilkins Bratcher.
Amanda Bratcher. How's that?
That works, too. I like that one better.
All right.
Much more, less confusing.
It is. And Brother Rufus, of course, he's here. He's always here.
Amen to that.
The older you get, the better looking you get, Rufus, I think.
You grow into your face.
May the good Lord forgive you for the very eloquent prevarication. That's a new word. Prevarication.
Well, that's why one reason you're here is for the words.
That means a big whopper fib.
A wordsmith. Well, that's what all the women say.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
God bless them.
God bless them. So 919-860-9783 if you'd like to call. If not, we'll just talk. Yeah.
It's peony season.
That's Rufus's.
Wow. Why are you wearing two different – you're wearing a headset with a microphone on, and they've got another microphone.
Well,
is that a backup?
Well, yes, it's a wireless. I know other people are going to come here today, but I was wondering if that was your secret and Bill Belichick's secret, Rufus.
Oh, you met him the other day, didn't you?
Oh, yes. The $1 million man.
Yeah. Was his girlfriend with him?
That's what I inquired about.
More of the Weekend Gardener coming up from the State Farmers Market. That's where we are. I haven't even mentioned it. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Boy, all of my past program directors would go crazy. You haven't even talked about.
Thanks for joining us on the Weekend Gardener. More gardening conversation just ahead. Stick around.
While they said you'd never make it, but look here, 50 years later, you're on top. Huge congratulations, Mike. It's Brian Freeman here, and I am beyond thrilled for you. And cheers to 50 incredible years, and I hope you have many, many more to come, my friend.
Half a century behind the mic, and Mike Raley's still growing seeds of wisdom, laughter, and green thumb know-how.
Hey, Mike, congrats on such a huge milestone. It's an honor getting to work with one of the best. Thanks for blessing the WPTF airways for 50 years and making the Weekend Gardener so great every Saturday.
Celebrating 50 years on the air at WPTF. Welcome back to the Weekend Gardener with the one and only Mike Raley.
Who Okay, we're back at the State Farmers Market. Brian Freeman, one of my favorite people in the world. He was just so kind to me, and what a professional. Yeah, love Brian Freeman. And who was the second person?
That was Jonathan Shelton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's too much. We're at the State Farmers Market. I expect to see, I guess Miss Monica will be here today. She's always here.
Yes.
I told her they need to the commissioner needs to put a bedroom or something, a sleeping room on that thing. Because she's here all the time. She is here 24 hours a day sometimes. And, you know, she needs all the comforts of home there.
And dedication. Mike, I've been looking, not at you, at that beautiful peony there. It's just breathtaking that Amanda brought.
Mm.
We do need to talk about peonies.
We do need to talk about peonies.
So
we
many,
can always talk
so
about
many
peonies.
People. What's the prettiest one you've ever seen, Rufus?
Bartzella.
Or Amanda.
A yellow one. A yellow tree peony.
Oh, yeah. From Guilford Garden Center.
Correct.
Yeah.
I bought it, and we were up there doing a show, and it's Ito.
Ito, yeah. That's a type that's an intersectional between the tree peonies and the herbaceous peonies.
Yeah.
But the one you're talking about is Bartzella. Gosh.
Oh, Bartzella. That sounds
I knew Bartzella. Bartzella Rittner. He... I worked with him for a long time. I didn't know that he was developer of peonies.
What a good name, Bartzella.
I think I dated Bartzella one time. So the other Bartzella from Nashville. But anyway, I was mentioning to Josh about Josh Ellis, who was the vice president for news and programming, that Bill Friday loved peonies. And he would call me every spring to say, "Well, I got a little mildew on this, on my peonies, on the leaves." And so he had a fairly shady area there where his home was in Chapel Hill. So I don't know that he had a lot of sun. It helps to have sun.
They prefer full sun. People think
they like cool roots, but. Lots of sun.
Right. Well-drained soil, full sun. The more sun they get, the better they flower. But they'll tolerate a lot of shade. They just won't flower very well. And then they get powdery mildew or there's some bacterial leaf spots they can get in the summertime if the air doesn't move really well. Or if we have a really hot summer. People get really scared. They're like, "Oh my gosh, is my peony going to survive the winter?" The National Collection of Peonies is in Michigan, y'all. You know, the problem with peonies in our climate is not the summer or the winter, it's the summer. The heat is just so much.
And they seem to be happier, at least in my landscape, on slopes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that well-drained soil. They really love moisture, but they do not like it sitting around their roots for very long. Most of them are found on like mountainsides in China and in East Asia.
Now, what's the name of this one?
This is Cora Louise.
It's kind of a light pink, very, very light pink, and in the middle is the darndest yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the yellow is from all the stamens. They just came out, and I cut this last night just before I left work, and it was in a tight bud, and I left it in my car overnight, and when I came into my car this morning, it was still closed, but pretty much as soon as I got out of my car, it must have opened just for Rufus because it was
how
not
about
open
that?
When I was driving to here this morning.
What was it about the conditions, I guess? A perfect temperature, I guess, inside.
Well, and I think that
they
do also, they open when the sun is out and they close when the sun is down. And they'll open and they'll close and they'll open.
I haven't noticed that.
Everybody's a little different.
See, I learn something every show. I really do. I learn something that I didn't know before. I don't know if it's just that I haven't paid attention over the last 40 years or if it's just something new popping up on the show. I don't remember hearing that on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Well, and going back to Bartzella, I remember the first time, it was like a religious experience at Juniper Level Botanic Garden. Tony's got one right next to the shipping shed. And it is, I mean, it's probably half the size of this table, but when it is in full flower, it's a religious experience. Like, you just want to fall to your knees and just stare at this plant. It is so blasted gorgeous. I mean, it's almost, you can't see hardly any leaves because it's covered in these beautiful butter yellow blooms. It's absolutely stunning.
Is there anything close to blue?
No.
In the realm? It's just hard to, it's hard to find blue in any plant.
Yeah, blue is very rare in the plant world.
All right. Being at a place like the farmer's market is very rare, too, for people. You should come out here and join us. Yeah. Hey, I noticed for Dreamville, they had a Ferris wheel over there. I was sorry they didn't disassemble it and put it here.
Oh, I know. That'd be your bucket list come true.
We'll be back at the farmer's market with the Weekend Gardener.
Plenty more ahead as we celebrate 50 years of Mike Raley on the air. This is the Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Years, one voice, a lifetime of Saturdays spent growing with you.
Hi, North Carolina Secretary of State Elaine Marshall here. For 50 years, Mike Raley has graced our homes and our vehicles on WPTF. Mike, you haven't quite been around long enough to provide breaking news about the crash of the Titanic, but it's close. Mike and I have a love of gardening and politics in common. He's never been afraid to get his hands dirty, whether it was hosting the Weekend Gardener for 40 years or covering our ever-changing North Carolina political scene. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. For 50 years, Mike has entertained us, and more importantly, he's been a trusted voice for millions in North Carolina. Congratulations, Mike, on celebrating this tremendous milestone of 50 years at WPTF.
Some people grow gardens. Some people grow legacies.
Hi, Mike. This is Mike Slayman. We have been together for a long time, buddy. I can remember you back when I sent you to Hawaii, and you got up in the morning Hawaii time, you called into your show. That's how much you love the Weekend Gardener. Anyhow, it's been just such a pleasure working with such a professional as you, and really enjoyed our chats, and I just wish you best of luck, and wow, 50 years. Mike, you're a treasure.
50 years. Mike Raley has done both.
And cheers to 50.
50 years.
50 years.
50 years.
50 years of service to WPTF.
This is the Weekend Gardener with Mike Raley on WPTF.
It's like they're talking about somebody else to me. So, Secretary Marshall was talking about the Titanic. Now, Bart Rittner and I did talk to a lady who was on the Titanic in 1976. It's Winnie something. Wow. I can't remember her last name, but she was a survivor of the Titanic. She was obviously a very, very small child.
Wow.
And so I didn't cover it, but I talked to somebody who was there. Bart had didn't have a lot of guests on his show, but he would have the most interesting people. Of course, he had J.C. Knowles on. J.C. was one of the most popular. He had Ben Grauer, who was one of the great NBC announcers ever. He covered everything, the Hindenburg, all of that.
Wow.
He had Joe Graydon on early on when Joe's first book came out. But I didn't care about Joe's book. All I wanted to talk to him about was being on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. But Bart would have really neat people. So, that's so nice. I know that Secretary Marshall is a fan of the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Knows a lot about
a
gardening.
Long time fan of the show.
Well, you were talking about Bart. I was on Bart's show a lot at nighttime. So you say he had some interesting people. Well, thank you.
He did. Probably, but he didn't have a lot of them. He was very, very choosy who he had on. So they were always good. And as for Mike Slayman talking about me getting up in Hawaii to call into the show, I actually got up about the same time I usually did during the week. You know, when I was at home working, I got up about 3 o'clock, so it was no problem.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, this is so nice. But it really does seem like you're talking about somebody else, and I'm just kind of sitting here listening to eavesdropping on it.
You almost look like you're embarrassed.
Well, I just not
you have to learn to take fame
fame. I've been with famous people, but you know, I do have that.
Oh my goodness!
But yeah, you keep the common touch, my friend.
I'm common, and I can be very common too.
Like Rudyard Kipling's poem, "If."
If. Would you like to recite some of that?
Oh, I could, but I won't do it right now. We don't have enough time.
All right. If you love your garden, you know how, friend, I do, how frustrating it can be. All the hard work get destroyed overnight by deer and rabbits. But don't worry. iMust Garden is here to help. iMust Garden deer and rabbit repellents are a natural, eco-friendly way to protect your plants without harming animals or the environment. Made right here in North Carolina, iMust Garden uses botanical oils and other carefully selected natural ingredients to create a formula that's both powerful and plant-friendly. It's safe for people, safe for pets, safe for the earth. Plus, it actually smells good with mint or some spices thrown in. It's a good option, huh? Yeah, spray it around. You'll enjoy it. These repellents don't just smell good, though. They work. They're rain-resistant and long-lasting, which means less reapplying and more time to enjoy the outdoor space. No matter what you're planting, iMust Garden keeps deer, rabbits, and even groundhogs away without any harmful chemicals. Choose from ready-to-use sprays, cost-effective concentrates, or convenient granular formulas in a shaker jar. Whatever your gardening style, this iMust Garden solution that fits. And here's the best part. You don't have to go far. You'll find iMust Garden repellents at independent garden centers and hardware stores throughout the Triangle area, including Westlake Ace Hardware Stores and Norwood Road Garden Center in Raleigh, plus many other trusted local retailers. iMust Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. We have what in 45 seconds, Joel? We have 45 seconds to kill. Can I talk? Who do I need to talk to? All right, Lewis, I'm sorry. We're just backing you up. You're just backing you. You get cauliflower ear and the whole thing. All right, we'll be back with more from the State Farmers Market on just a beautiful morning.
It really
here.
Is. Oh.
More ahead as we celebrate 50 years of Mike Raley on the air. This is The Weekend Gardener on WPTF.
Hey, Mike, it's Chris Edwards. Just wanted to take a second to say thanks for everything that you've done for me personally, professionally, on and off the air, and what you've done for this station and for this market. Nobody better than you. Congratulations on 50 years. So thankful to call you a friend and excited to celebrate you and your great career this morning.
For 50 years, Mike Raley has been the voice you trust, the friend you welcome in every Saturday morning.
Wow, it's your 50th anniversary at WPTF. Congratulations, Mike Raley. This is Julie Garza, and I just want to say thank you for being an inspiration of what it really means to have passion for our work. Many blessings, and once again, happy 50th anniversary.
Celebrating 50 years on the air at WPTF. Welcome back to The Weekend Gardener with the one and only Mike Raley.
You know, it was uncomfortable at first, but I could get used to this. Julie Garza, she's a rock star. I mean, a nationally known rock. She's something with our sister station, LaLay. Thank you, all you folks. We better get to Lewis, and then Dan Stern is with us. He goes by an alias, Dan Carter, occasionally, but it's actually Dan Stern from the Botanical Gardens. Lewis, good morning to you, my friend.
Howdy, Mike. Melissa has not gotten used to your snoring.
I'm sure she hasn't.
You said she has.
Well, our beds seem to get bigger over time.
I knew that was an impossibility.
So, yeah. We aren't in separate rooms.
I know. But, listen, they're really slathering it on thick on you today.
Yeah, it is. You know. It is. I should have worn shorts today.
Listen, you know, I was talking to my buddy Randy Shackelford, and he told me about the event that was over in Nashville recently for you. And I commented, I said, that probably
really wasn't for me. I was a keynote, quote unquote, keynote speaker.
But just to be there back home.
Yeah.
I said that probably meant as much to Mike as anything that's gone before.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it did. It did. Because I got to see people. I got to see my best friend growing up, Steve Moore, and I hadn't seen him in
a long time. Yeah.
We were inseparable as kids. So,
yeah, he was one of my good friends, too. He really was. And by the way, I want to let you know, I went over to NC State's campus the other day and got a picture there of beside Jimmy V's statue and sent the picture to Jamie, and she hearted me online immediately, and I thought, well, that is so great. And I went to their university bookstore and got some state gear to don today over at the event center. I got to give the Duke stuff a rest now, but state's going to be prominently displayed on my fabulous bod today. So I just want to call and check in with you, Mike, and congratulations on all that stuff. And plus your appearance in Nashville. Everybody in Nashville says, hey, and proud of you, buddy. Me too.
Hey to them. We're coming back next week. We're going to do the show at the Agricultural Center there.
Oh, right. Yeah, Randy told me about
Paul
that.
Paul McKenzie's going to come. He said he hadn't seen Colby in a while, so Paul McKenzie's going to be on the air with us too.
Well, it looks absolutely beautiful around here right now. So
yeah,
it's going to
be a
beautiful day.
It's been an extraordinary year.
Well, Lewis, why don't you come see us next week?
I got to work at the Rocky Mount Event Center next week and this weekend. Anyway, whenever I get a chance, I'll check in with you guys, even if it's over there at Doug Saul's, all right?
Hey, yeah, I had a barbecue sandwich there a few weeks ago on the way to
good.
Down
check
east.
Out the new Our State magazine.
That's a good barbecue sandwich. It's just
it is that.
Close to perfect.
That's about as good as barbecue guests over at Doug's.
I think it is. Yeah.
That was Dennis Rogers' favorite, and he was considered the authority.
He certainly was. Authority on a lot of things. All right, my friend. Thank you.
At least Dennis Rogers didn't talk himself out of the governor's office like I did.
No.
Condemning barbecue.
I did not do that. I know that's
you guys keep us highly entertained, just like Dennis did.
God rest his soul. He was one of a kind.
Check out that new Our State magazine. It's all about sweet tea in North Carolina. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't even picked up a copy yet. Really, I've got it at home. We have subscribed for years. I just haven't had a chance to go through it. I look forward to that.
We got a picture of Parker Sweet Tea on the cover. With that crushed ice, that's like, you know, that is like nectar of the gods. That stuff.
I wish I had a chance for a road trip today. That would be good.
Get on the road. All right, Mike. Well, have a good one, buddy, and happy Easter, all y'all.
All right, take it easy there, boy.
Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, Dan Stern, alias Dan Carter.
Hey, Mike.
Dan, what's going on? Are you at the Botanical Gardens right now?
I'm in the Botanical Gardens in my own backyard today.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying seeing all this leaf foliage coming out. But I wanted to say congratulations on the work anniversary, and thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us, because I know that you've got something really big coming up. There's always a lot going on at the Botanical Gardens, but what's the latest?
Especially this time of year, Mike.
Yeah,
feels like
certainly.
Every week I come
all those
into the
native plants blooming.
Yeah, something new happening at the garden every week. But, yeah, we have our big annual spring plant sale 2 weeks from today. It's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be a lot of plants that we've grown in our own nursery, Southeastern natives, but we also share the sales floor with this year three other local native plant nurseries. We've got Carolina Habitats coming out. We've got Growing Wild Nursery and Mellow Marsh Farm, all three very complimentary nurseries that grow awesome. Southeastern natives. So it'll be a really great day to come out to the garden, talk with a lot of different nursery owners and professional horticulturists, and get some suggestions about, you know, what's going to do well in your own yard, and bring some of that North Carolina southeastern beauty right home.
Wow, that is like quite the star-studded lineup of nurseries.
We have a beautiful peony blooming right now that's sitting on the table. What is there something native that is comparable that's blooming right now, or something we can look forward to? Because there's so many beautiful blooming native plants in North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the, you know, gardening with native plants is that, you know, it's just like constant, it's a procession that starts, you know, in early spring, and every week or two you get something different. Right now, the things that have been knocking my socks off at the garden are the Adamasco lilies, the rain lilies, beautiful bright white flowers that occur sort of in the woodland areas. We've also got a lot of trillium and deciduous azaleas that are flowering. It's a lot of great stuff.
Nelson Cox was on with us last week, and she brought in a cutting from an area that had obviously had a controlled burn sometime in the last couple of years, and all of these native pink, whitey pink deciduous azaleas were blooming, and they were so fragrant. It's hard to describe the fragrance of that. Rufus, did you smell that bloom?
I sure did. Mm. Yeah, I want to ask Dan, too. How are they coming along with the Coker Arboretum pathway that I used to walk through almost every day when I was at Carolina 59 to 63?
Yeah. So, it's coming along well. Rufus, thanks for asking. We broke ground with a contractor on that project. This is this football field length. Vine-covered walkway on the south edge of the Arboretum, and the contractor broke ground about a month ago, and we're doing a lot of earthworks right now to really improve that that walk path so it's more universally accessible. Once we finish up with the walkway, we're going to put the arbor back and replant the vines and the rest of that landscape.
Well, don't use wisteria.
Yeah.
Are you going to use the native wisteria? What are you going to put vines at all?
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. Yeah, we'll be using Wisteria frutescens as our southeastern native. It, unlike the imported one, the native one leaves out first and then flowers, but really beautiful, fragrant flowers, kind of a darker purple. We'll be using that, but we're also going to interplant with probably 10 or 12 other southeastern native species that have got some cool ornamental value, just to show off, you know, again, the diversity of native vines that you can use in your ornamental landscape.
Yeah. Well, what I was talking about was I'm talking about the kind that is so invasive and has taken over and killed a whole acre in my place over the past 10 years.
But it sure is pretty.
Oh, Lord of
mercy. One week in the year.
That's right.
Well, you do not have a native wisteria plant in your...
I don't even like to say the word.
Well, I think we need to find you one, because it's not going to cause any problems for you, apparently.
I had one time a little in a pot, climbing. They're all climbing, but it didn't survive.
Yeah, I think it was your attitude. A little bit more common.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well,
those deciduous azaleas y'all are talking about are just really phenomenal. Right now, you know, the most common one here in the Piedmont is Pinkster azalea. It's got that light pink.
That's exactly what she brought, a Pinkster.
So amazing. I see it. I see it hiking around the creeks and the streams around here.
Do you have those at the Arboretum, right?
Oh yeah, we.
I
sure
mean, at
do.
The
sure
Botanical
do.
Gardens.
Yep, both. We've got those. And the other one that we've got in our coastal plain habitat is Rhododendron atlanticum. It's a coastal azalea. And that is also really fragrant, too. It's a lower-growing, shorter deciduous azalea, bright white flowers, and really beautiful fragrance.
Well, I would recommend that people go to Merritt's today and
hear, hear.
eat a BLT and then go to the Botanical Gardens, because it would be a perfect day to walk around the Botanical Gardens.
Absolutely, yeah. And then come back 2 weeks from today for that spring plant sale. It's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've got more information on our website, ncbg.unc.edu. In the events calendar, you can find out more information about the plant sale and actually pre-register for one of the morning shopping sessions. Our sales have gotten so popular that we're trying to stagger entry so that you know, everybody's got room to be comfortable and do their shopping. So
yeah.
Check out that. Registration goes live at 10 o'clock this morning, and we expect we're going to have a full house 2 weeks from today.
I expect so. Popular place, a beautiful place. Thank you, Dan, and we expect to hear from you next week.
That sounds great, Mike. Nice to hear all y'all.
Thank you,
have
my friend.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Take care, Dan.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Dan Stern, who is the horticulturist, the head horticulturist at Botanical Gardens in Chapel Hill, North Carolina Botanical Gardens, and it is an extraordinary place full of native plants only. So take that in. This is the Weekend Gardener at WPTF. Do we have time, Joel, to take Ann's call? All right, Ann, hang in there. We'll have to take a break, and we'll be back with more here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We're at the State Farmers Market. We're at the event center, I guess, on the patio. Bathroom on one end and the patio on the other end. So it's a nice building. Mm-hmm. Rufus, that's exactly what you should build out at your place.
Oh, don't even. No.
Patio on one end and a bathroom on the other. We'll be back.
Two of the Weekend Gardener is next. Plenty more ahead as we celebrate 50 years of Mike Raley on the air. This is the Weekend Gardener on WPTF.